Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and hear what kind of wonderful divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magic of DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me, Barbara?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Good morning, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you all know, a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, and then every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me a while to realize that my connection with Joan is truly divine. And she's left this beautiful door open, and others have walked through that space. And in doing so, it has given me access to the most ironic, but yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It has also provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. So I'm really, really happy that I have that beautiful connection with Joan. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I've had, which I can't imagine not having, my work background had been in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And that's the force that I now belong to. As well, it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I'm trying to do two things at once. Okay, now I'm doing one. All right, I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to just be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
I'm here. Okay, Barbara, the first thing I'm going to read is a little prayer, and it's entitled Breaking Through Illusions That Keep You Small. And I thought that was really cool. And it was written by Julie Geigel. Archangel Metatron, I call upon you now to help me align with my inner truth. Help me to call in the angels and follow my divine guidance. I cast out all negative thoughts and break through the illusions created by my ego to keep me small. I step into the knowingness and allow the magnificence that I am to flow into and through my veins, replacing all illusions and negative thought projections with the purity of love from my soul. As I align with God's will in my life, I'm shown the way, and where there is no way, miracles unfold and the path is revealed. Illusions that served me once are now disintegrating, and they're fading from my sight. My essence is as pure and sacred as a newborn child. And as I tap into this truth, there is nothing that I cannot be or do or have. Only love exists now. Only love. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for helping me to remember who I am and why I came here. By the grace of God, it is so. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that was a cute little prayer that I was guided to read. And I've been noticing that everybody's been talking about they have something going on with them medically or something, Barbara, lately. So yesterday I connected with Archangel Raphael, and here's what he had to say. Blessings, beloveds. I, Archangel Raphael, am present and ready to bring healing you so deserve and desire. I ask now that you sit comfortably, close your eyes, and breathe deeply, in through the nose and then out through the mouth. And on the out-breath, get rid of anything that is negative and no longer serves you and breathe it to heaven. You may notice a beautiful green aura beginning to surround you. Please be open to this beautiful energy. This is my healing energy. It now starts to permeate every fiber of your being. You now feel a shift happening within your body. Every cell is now aligning with perfect health. It is filling your body, mind, and spirit. You also feel the love that is all around you. It fills your heart. And after you're filled, it extends outward into the world, touching everyone you meet. A healing for your highest good is taking place. You feel Archangel Raphael's healing guidance and his love as it affects every aspect of your life. Anything that was not for your highest and best is now being cleared. You feel this beautiful divine energy healing the past as well as the present. Any pain, anxiety, or self-doubt that you had, stress, fear, worry, illness, and negativity that you've been holding on to is now being removed. They are being replaced with love and light, as well as peace and prosperity. This beautiful healing that you've experienced is being sent to your friends and your family as well, and then everyone in the entire world. You truly are in a state of perfect health. You can go within anytime it is necessary and reconnect with Archangel Raphael. You will trust the wisdom that he brings. You thank him for this beautiful blessing that he has bestowed upon you today. You are now able to move forward on your path as this beautiful healing light and energy have restored your entire being on all levels. Archangel Raphael guides you to continually live a healthy life and to take good care of yourself. A simple thank you is all that is needed. You thank Archangel Raphael and tell him how grateful you are for this beautiful gift that has been bestowed upon you. Archangel Raphael waves goodbye for now, but you notice his beautiful green aura, and then it slowly fades away, but his love and his healing remain. Okay, so that was the little message and guidance from Archangel Raphael and healing. And then the next message I have is walk with your feet on earth, but in your heart, be in heaven. Walk by faith, letting everything you do be a blessing to others. All things work together for good for those who love God. Nothing is impossible. With God by your side, trust in the Lord and his mighty power. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. He is my refuge and my strength. I will praise him with my whole heart. Even though you may not be where you need to be right now, be thankful to God that you are no longer where you used to be. Jesus never said it would be easy, but he said it would be worth it. When we focus on God's promises instead of our problems, we then become filled with peace. So the next time the fear comes knocking at your door, answer it with faith. And don't allow the troubles of life to bring you down. Remember, God has the power to conquer all things. You never walk alone. The Lord walks beside you in every trial that you face. Jesus said, for mortals, it is impossible. For God, all things are possible. So never give up on what God has called you to do. He didn't promise a life without pain or struggle, but he did promise to give you the strength to get through it. Walk by faith, knowing that God is taking care of you. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% on how you handle it. You need to keep moving if you want God to show you the way. His love for you is deeper than the ocean. Faith is not hoping God can't. It is knowing he will. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. God asks that we love each other as he loves us. He is letting us know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He asks that we trust in his unfailing love. When we are weak, he is strong. Decide today that you won't give up on your dreams and that you will be strong during difficult times. Love always, laugh often, and thank God every day. God is at work in your life right now, yes, right now, and he is directing your steps. Follow his lead. You will never go wrong. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Let your heart rest, knowing that he will provide for you. May God's favors bless you throughout the rest of this beautiful year, because it's only the first month. And may his love, peace, and joy overflow in every area of your life. Treasure each other, that God blesses you with as well as your journey, and be grateful and thankful for today. I will always love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Well, thank you, DC. And here is what Jesus wants to say to us all right now. My beloved, you are more. We tell you this because so often people get caught up in the superficial issues of their lives. They decide something is wrong and they begin to worry and to fret, and they're looking for an instant solution to whatever it is that is going on. And we want you to start looking deeper. We want you to spend time just going within. You can call it meditation. You can just call it your quiet time. You can call it whatever you want, or you don't have to call it anything. But set aside a few moments every day. Time for you. You alone. And during this time, be with your own self. Go within. And if all those little thoughts start popping up, those distractions that keep you so busy in life, just see them floating away like clouds in the sky. And let yourself go deeper. And just breathe. And let yourself go deeper. You see, the answers you are looking for in your life really are within you. You have never been given a problem without also having the solution. Most people don't take the time to go within themselves to see what's there. Life is not a problem that you are here to solve. This is an experience that you are here to live. Go deeper. No matter what the issue is, no matter how big it is, and we know that sometimes it feels completely and totally overwhelming, but take the time and go deeper. And as you gain a deeper understanding of yourself, of your life, of problems and situations, you gain an understanding of what it is that is important for you to be. And you will notice I said important for you to be, not important for you to do. Because it is in being that you create change. Because it is your being that is the energy you are sending out into the world. It is your being that the universe is paying attention to. It is your being which you are bringing more of into your life. So spend some time going within, going deeper. And deeper. And deeper. And this is not something that you should be able to just sit down and do immediately. We understand that it will take you time. Give yourself that time. Give yourself 5 minutes every day just to go within. Just to go deeper. Just to accept your connection with the Creator. Just to be one. This is an option that is available to each and every one of you, no matter where you are, no matter what is going on in your life. Start start going deeper. Start going within. Start seeing your solution. Start changing your life. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Awesome, that was great. Beautiful message, Barbara.
Yes. And sometimes I feel like he's just talking to me, telling me what I'm not listening to. Okay.
I get this message.
It is now time for us to go to that part of the show where we take messages. No, we take questions from the people who've called in. So if you have called in, make sure you press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol is appearing on my studio board. If you are in the chat room and you've logged in, you can type your question and we will be able to answer it. And yes, I can see the chat room today. Yay. All right, we are going to the caller from area code 229. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, Barbara. DC, this is Melvin.
Hey, Melvin.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, I just want to ask you a question. Do you all see me be a friend or something, you know, a relationship, a friendship coming soon?
No, but I do see it coming, but first you have to focus a little bit more on you. There's a lot of, like, depression and anxiety and tension around you presently. And I sort of feel like you're not believing in yourself the way you used to, Melvin.
Oh, yeah, I believe in myself. I'm just sort of, you know, frustrated. You know, I'm ready to just have a friend to talk to, you know, someone to hang out with.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just kind of lonely, to be honest with you.
Well, you've got to maintain that optimism and that enthusiasm that you always have, Melvin, because when you're the Melvin that I know, I mean, you're like this magnet to people, okay?
Yeah.
You're very confident. You attract people to that beautiful personality, Melvin. Stay empowered and don't let, you know, a little bit of depression and things get you down. Everything's going to work out for your highest and best, Melvin. Okay. And I'm seeing, like it's going to be a friend that you connect with, and it could turn a little bit more serious. Okay, so now is the time to really meet people, socialize, have some fun, and know that, Melvin, things are getting better, okay?
Okay.
And affirm that, you know, I see the solutions to all my problems, because you truly will. You will see the solutions, Melvin, okay? And
okay.
The angels are saying, don't focus on a problem, Melvin, focus on a solution, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, stay positive what you're thinking. That's really important. You've got to stay positive, Melvin, okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting a new love interest is coming soon, and you've got to laugh more right now, and you've got to, like I said, spend time with people. And just be the beautiful Melvin that we know and love, okay? And you've got to make sure that you have balance between your physical and your spiritual life. And everything is going to fall into place for you, Melvin, okay? Be enthusiastic about life. Mother Mary is with you, and she's saying, Melvin, my beloved Melvin, what is it that you're most passionate about? Follow that direction. What is it that you enjoy doing? Okay, be enthusiastic about it. And let those around you know about, you know, what makes you happy and joyful. Smile, you know, and be authentic is what Mother Mary is saying, Melvin, okay?
Yes.
And Melvin, expect good things to happen because they're going to happen, okay?
Okay.
So no matter how, you know, dark or crazy it seems, don't let that, you know, fool you, because you're going to see blessings and you're going to, you know, attract more blessings in your life, okay? Mother Mary asked that you just approach life from a place of gratitude. Be optimistic and have faith and trust in God's plan, okay? And you could ask, you know, you could ask Mom and you could say, God, please let me see the situation through your eyes, and then it will be revealed with love and light, okay? So, Melvin, please, be optimistic about your future. And you're creating that future right now. And as I say this, the angel of heart's desires is with you. And she's saying, Melvin, what heart desire might you need to be paying attention to at this time? This angel is trying to help you because he wants your dreams to become your reality, Melvin, okay?
Okay, yes.
And she's saying, Melvin, don't think that you can't have what you desire. We, the angels, believe in you, and we want to help you to achieve your dreams. Okay?
Okay. This person, have I met this person before?
Okay. Let's see, Melvin. Well, see, you know what? Sometimes the angels will tell you, and sometimes they won't, because they want, you know, they want certain aspects of your life to be a little bit of a surprise. Let me see.
Okay.
Okay. Have you met this person? I'm getting a yes.
Probably.
And I'm getting, you know, things are going to move in a positive direction. I'm getting like a number two around you. So that means maybe like 2 weeks or 2 months, and you're going to see, you know, there's going to be definitive changes. It's going to change for the better, Melvin, okay?
Okay. Yes.
So you've just got to be a little bit more optimistic, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And it'll help, Melvin. You have a joyful, beautiful personality, and you've got to express it, Melvin. When you
right.
express yourself in that beautiful, positive, and enthusiastic manner, you're going to see how people are going to be really open and receptive to you, Melvin. Okay?
Right. Yeah,
they're going to turn out great, Melvin.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes,
you
ma'am.
You have the ability, you know, to know what is true and best for you, Melvin, okay?
Yes.
So Mother Mary is reminding you of that as well, that, Melvin, that you do have the ability, you know, to know what is best for you. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am, because I have signed the papers for my attorney to go ahead and settle out with the company that I got injured at, and I'm just waiting for them to actually just send me my check.
Okay.
Do you know how far that's out?
The angels usually don't give me time like that, Melvin.
Okay.
It takes a while for me to figure out time. It would take more than I would have right now on the show, hon. But I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and just know everything is going to be fine, Melvin. God bless.
Okay. Thank you, DC. Thank you.
Okay, Melvin. Here's what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved one. We want you to know that you have an effect on how quickly or slowly things change in your life. It depends on the energy that you are being. So be very careful about what you say, especially the words that follow I am. Because if you are saying I am lonely, then you are creating more and more loneliness in your life. We want you to start changing the way you feel. And it's not very complicated or difficult to do. You can simply start saying, I can be happy. I can be happy. And you will find that after you say that for a while, you start feeling happy. And then you can say, I am happy. And allow that happiness to be there. Allow that to be what you feel. Because the more time you feel, you spend in that happiness and in that joy, the more happiness and joy you are bringing into your life, and the more quickly you are having things come to you, the things that you desire. Because when you are in the energy of happiness and joy, the universe is just creating more and more of that energy. And your desires should be in that energy. So you are bringing your desires to life by being the happiness and joy that you are. So if you are sitting there and you are starting to feel tired or down, change that. Start saying, I can be happy. I can be happy. I can be happy. And you will find yourself starting to smile and then say, I am happy. I am happy. I am happy. And allow the happiness to build. And then stay in that energy. Don't waste any of your time worrying, doubting, fearing. Let go of all of that. You don't need it. It doesn't make your life better. Start creating what you truly desire. Start creating your own happiness, your own joy. And you can start saying, I am connected to an amazing woman. And let yourself feel the joy of those words.
Yes.
And let that connection come to you more and more quickly. And you will find that your life changes. And it changes as quickly as you allow it to change. That is how you are going to be what you seek. Because that is how you find it. We love you. And we know that there are wonderful things out there waiting to come into your life. Be the happiness and the joy. And allow yourself to receive.
Mm.
Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Wow. Thank you, Miss Barbara.
You are welcome.
Yes, thank you. I needed to hear that from both of you all. Sometimes I get down on myself.
But it's okay, yeah. Because you can be happy, and you are happy. So, you know,
Oh. Be
happy. Do something happy. Laugh and dance around as much as you can without hurting yourself.
Yeah, okay. Definitely not. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thanks
you all
for calling,
have a blessed, blessed day.
You
thank
too.
You. I love both of you all. I love you all today.
And we love you too.
Yes.
Have a wonderful, happy day.
All right. You all too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 904. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Patty. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm great. I've had a couple of days off. I'm nice and rested and relaxed, and I feel good.
Wonderful.
I want to
what
thank you both
do?
For your messages. I want to thank you both for your messages. They're inspiring and your reminders to go within. I just thank you for everything that you've said so far in the show. Hello?
Oh, well, it's our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. I just appreciated it. It was uplifting and inspiring.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, nothing too serious going on. I'm just getting ready to move. I've been in a situation that's not been very comfortable, a lot of negative energy, and I'm going to look at a place today or tomorrow, and it all feels good, you know, speaking to the person on the phone, and it just seems like all the little pieces of the puzzle are fitting together. So I just wanted to see if the angels had something to say. I just feel like I'm in an upswing now. I've kind of gotten a little financially stable, and things seem like, you know, they're just improving. So I just want to see what they have to say about the upcoming move, if that all looks like a good thing. Feels
okay.
Like it to me.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, let's see what DC is getting.
Yes, good morning, Patty. Thank you for calling us this morning and for just enjoying
thank
the show.
You.
First thing I'm getting is stay positive and optimistic about the life changes that you're going through presently, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And these are necessary changes, and they're really going to be beneficial for you. They're going to bring in more positive energy. There's going to be new inspiration, and you've had faith and you've trusted, and you know this is going to be like it's like sort of an easy transition for you, okay?
Uh-huh. Great.
So there may be something new that you start after you move, and it may be, you know, beneficial in many, many ways, the angels are saying. Just follow your intuition and the guidance that the angels provide, and then you're going to be able to take the steps necessary. Okay? And just allow yourself to be really open, you know, to just being a new you, to doing things in a different way. And as you do, see all the small wonders that are around you. Because they're going to be around you in each moment, and you're going to see signs and messages appear. And it's going to be just beautiful. The universe is behind you. The universe is sending messages and gifts. And just be grateful. And I'm getting the letter, let's see, H around you, Patty. So there may be a person coming, it may be a first name or a last name, that will help you somehow during this transitional time, okay? But I'm getting the letter H. around you, okay?
H?
H, yeah, like in Harry. Yeah, H.
Uh-huh.
But if it doesn't make sense like right now, that's okay. Just write it down, and then it will. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And the angels are saying, Patty, you've been desiring like a new adventure. It's coming. So they want you to enjoy the journey that you're going to have. You sort of planted these seeds, and now it's time to watch them, you know, to watch them grow. And just keep affirming, I have a peaceful life. The angels want you to affirm, I have a peaceful life, okay?
Uh-huh, I will. That's exactly what I want.
Okay. I'm also, like, there's, like, something in a road, and it's like, sort of blocking you, but it's going to be removed, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so just be excited, because once this block, you know, moves out of the way, you're going to have beautiful, positive energy. Stay determined, and, you know, you're connecting with your dreams is what I'm getting.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
So your dreams are, you know, coming to fruition. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it starts with the move, Patty. And Mother Mary is just saying, please remain optimistic and, you know, expect good things to happen for you because they truly will happen, okay? And
uh-huh.
As Barbara said, Mary is also saying, you know, you've got to go within, and you've got to get into that peace and silence, and then you're going to be able to listen and understand better, okay?
Yeah, I've kind of drifted away from doing that as often as I used to and just listening this morning to the message and saying, yep, I just need to sit down and get into my meditative state more often again.
Right.
Like my
and just have
anxiety and everything has gotten in the way, so.
Well, you're listening.
Yeah.
So you're doing good, Patty. Don't be hard on yourself. You're doing a great job. And trust in divine timing, okay?
Okay. Do you see
because
anything with the letter? I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do I see anything with what? No, hon, I couldn't hear you.
I was just going to ask if you saw anything with the letters of a man coming into my life. I've kind of reunited with somebody from the past or just connecting again. I just wanted to see if you saw anything coming in.
Definitive yes or no. So there's like a maybe there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So maybe I'm not getting a yes or no right now because you've got to get situated in your life first.
Right, exactly. He's not in the same
so
state anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what
away.
I'm getting. Like, yeah, you've got to wait a little bit. But I am getting that, you know, it's not going to be like right away because you've got to get your life on track. But I am getting,
right,
I see
exactly.
You someone. I do see you connecting with someone, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the angels are saying, Patty, you know, do not give up on love, but just, you know, you've got to wait. And I see like it's going to be like a magnetic connection, but first you're going to get situated in your new, you know, your new dwelling there, okay?
Right. That's my priority anyway.
You've got to nurture yourself, okay? Take care of Patty first, okay?
Right. Exactly. Right.
Okay. So that's what they're showing me. And I'm getting, like I said, you know, when you move and stuff, there's going to be a lot of opportunity. There's going to be inspiration. You're going to be able to do amazing things, Patty, that you haven't done yet, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I've got a lot on my mind to do, so. Just
accept these new adventures that are coming your way, the beautiful opportunities. Embrace them with open arms. They truly are going to be amazing, and they're going to be just for you, Patty. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
We have Angel of Divine Balance coming in because, you know, your life is a little bit out of balance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
She'll assist you to get back into, you know, to better balance, okay? At a soul's level, okay?
Yeah.
She'll help you call upon her to just live your highest and best, to achieve your goals, to achieve those beautiful dreams that you have, okay? And just enjoy, you know, enjoy being you, enjoy things that you love. There's going to be peace in your life, and the universe is going to help you. So embrace this journey and open your arms to all the good that's coming your way because life truly is abundant, Patty, okay? And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to all the changes. Thank you.
Okay, Patty. Here is what Jesus wants to say to you.
Okay.
My beloved one, you know that you have the power to create. And there have been times in your life when you have been a whirlwind of creation, knowing your power, knowing that you could do it. And then there are times in your life when you decide that you can't do anything, that you become this helpless being who has lost her connection. And we want you to start letting yourself be that wonderfully connected person again. And so we want you to spend time every day saying, this can be an amazing move for me. This can be an amazing move for me. And let that energy build up until it is you having that amazing move, having everything happen exactly as it needs to happen, having all of the synchronicity, having everything fall into place, the perfect place, the perfect movers, the perfect packers, the perfect boxes, the perfect everything, so that this is an experience that you get to enjoy. Because that is what your life is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about the joy. So if you start feeling any anxiety or doubt or worry, then you would just simply stop and say, I can be happy. I can be happy. I can be happy. Giving yourself permission to be happy. And eventually it will change to, I am happy. And you will feel that joy. And then you will move forward with what it is that's actually important to you, instead of wasting time being stuck in emotions that you don't want to feel to begin with. You have the power. And you know this. You've experienced this. You have lived this. This is not new for you. It's time for you to come back to that truth. It's time for you to start creating that beautiful, wonderful, amazing life with all of that energy just bubbling up in you to share with the world. And the more you do this, the more you will find other people coming into your life, people that you can choose to have be a permanent part of your life if you like. The choice is yours. Let people experience the truth of who you are. You are amazing. And you know this. You know it in your heart. Start living it in every moment. You are amazing.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome. So get out there and create that amazing life.
I am. I'm excited. I truly am. I feel like I'm spinning off into an uplifting new lifestyle.
Well,
so thank you for all your
really good to me too. So I'm glad that you're going for it.
Yes, I am. Time to become unstuck.
Yay!
Great.
Well,
thank
wonderful.
You so much.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hold on. My screen is doing weird stuff. Okay. All right. I don't know what the screen is doing. We have a question from the chat room from Little Fairy. And she says, I'd be grateful if you could check if my new boss, Mr. Wesley, has a problem with me, please. Said hi to him twice, and he ignored me. Thanks. Okay, so what are you getting about Little Fairy and Mr. Wesley?
Yeah, I'm not getting a yes, and I'm not getting a no. She's just got to stay focused on why she's there. And Little Fairy, you're going to accomplish everything you need easily. Just, I don't think he's formed any opinion, so just keep doing what you're supposed to do and don't worry about him. Okay, and I'm getting, just maintain that beautiful, positive attitude. Speak of success and prosperity around yourself, and everything is going to be fine. Don't worry. And the angels are saying this is the time, you know, to use your imagination and put those thoughts into action. Don't allow, you know, your feelings about Mr. Wesley to interfere with your goals, okay? Just follow your dreams. This is your life. You're going to receive the justice that you deserve. Little Fairy, you work hard, and that's what's most important, okay? just remember, you create your reality. So if you, you know, keep thinking that he has a problem with you, he in fact will have a problem with you. But presently, does he have a problem? I don't see that. Okay, so it may be something else going on with him. And just know, little fairy, that you are manifesting success right now in prosperity. So, and abundance, that's more important. Okay, you're just doing an amazing job. You have the Ascendant Masters with you, the angels, the universe is supporting you, and you're manifesting. So manifest the good. You don't want to manifest anything that's not for your highest and your best. Okay? And follow that, you know, that intuition that you have, that inner wisdom and guidance. It's from the angels and the universe. And then you're going to be able to go forward and take the action that is necessary. Little fairy, there's new opportunities that may be coming your way. So don't be afraid, because there's something new and exciting, and you may think, I'm not ready for this, but you truly are. Trust that you do have the skills and the abilities that you need. And the angels are saying, she's such a quick learner. So the angels and ascendant masters are helping you right now, little fairy, to bring abundance and prosperity into your life. And just make sure that, you know, that you have a balance between giving and receiving. And everything is going to be wonderful. I'm getting the letter C around you. So it could be a first name or a last name, but the C name will help you in some way on your journey presently. And I'm getting, you know, your wishes are like really close, little fairy. So focus on the journey. Stay positive. Choose to be happy today and every day. You have the ability to overcome any obstacle, and all that you want is already within your grasp. And we have the angel of miracles that is with you right now and asking you to open your heart to miracles, because there are, of course, there's no shortage ever of miracles, okay? Focus on the things that are right, on the good and the positive, not the things that are wrong. Just focus on what you like, not what you don't like, okay? So expect a miracle, little fairy. And I'm getting, there's many miracles coming your way. And Barbara, that's what I have for little fairy.
Okay. And here is what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved one, this is a new job. This is a new experience. Do not start creating things that are wrong. When we look at the energy surrounding this man who is your boss, we see that he spends a lot of time in his own mind, in his own thoughts, his own doubts, his own worries, his own life, and he doesn't hear what's going on around him. So you may be saying hi, and he may be 1,000 miles away in his own mind. Do not take it personally. He doesn't seem to feel anything towards you one way or the other. You're just an employee right now. So start creating this to be your good place. Saying things to yourself like, I can be the best at the job that I do. I can have amazing days doing what I love. I can be so joyous and so giving. Give yourself permission to start creating your life to be wonderful, to be all that you actually want it to be. That is your focus. Let Mr. Wesley be Mr. Wesley. When he's ready to come out of his head and actually connect with other people, he will. Until then, just send him lots of love. But this is your opportunity to decide what's important for you, what it is you want to experience in this job. And make sure that you are saying only I am statements that reflect what you desire. I am happy. I am fulfilled. I am well paid. I am satisfied. I am content. I am exploring. I am evolving. Whatever it is that you want to be, that is what you are. Make sure you stay in that energy, and only that energy. Don't waste your time worrying about anything. Let it all go and focus on your own creation. That is where your power is. And you are powerful. You are just beginning to learn that. Allow yourself to develop that power, that knowing within you. And if you need to take a break in order to do this, take 5 minutes. Go sit in the bathroom and just breathe and connect to the love that you are. This is your life. Create what you truly desire. We love you. Okay, little fairy, that's what he wanted to say to you. Okay. Let's see. All right, I don't see any response from you, so if you have anything to say about any of that, feel free to type it away. We will move on to our callers from area code 484.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Tonette, and I have called in before, and I got very good news to tell you.
Okay.
Desiree has contacted me like you guys had predicted, so she's back in contact with me. Things seem to be right on track. Now, I'm just a little nervous whether or not she's going to move in or not and start living with me or not. That's where I'm at right now, and I don't know how soon that's going to happen.
Okay, well, let's see what we're getting about that. DC?
Yes. Hi, I'm getting, you got to go a little bit slow with this, okay? Everything's going to turn out fine, but just go a little bit slow is what I'm getting.
Okay, yeah, I'm letting her come after me, but she is, and she is kind of being a little bit, she's kind of going fast for me because she's like, oh, I'm going to call you and I'm going to do all that, and that's making me a little nervous because I'm not sure if I'm ready to talk to her on the phone just yet, but I didn't tell her that, but.
Okay. Well, I'm getting from the angels that, you know, the open communication is very important.
Okay.
And just express yourself from your heart, hon, okay?
Right.
Are you picking
up that she does actually move in with me? Because she did tell me in the text message that things are not good for her. And she did get evicted from her place and in September. So I don't even know where this girl's living. I know she doesn't have her own place.
Yeah, I don't see it, like, in the immediate future. I mean, the angels aren't showing me that they'll be, like, immediately. Okay? And you just got to be, you know, just take it slow. Be really, really, you know, open with her. And make sure that you're happy with yourself. You know, just focus on you right now. Be happy with you. And then it's going to reflect outward. And it's going to, you know, it's going to go to her as well. Okay? So just be happy with yourself and send good positive energy, you know, to what you ask, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Send that good positive energy. This is going to be a new beginning for you. It's a new year. There's going to be happiness. Beautiful, unconditional love surrounds the two of you, okay? And
right.
And follow your own intuition as well. But everything is going to work out. You've just got to take it slow, okay? And I'm getting that you will have a very fulfilling relationship. Okay, and Mother Mary is with you, and she's asking that you open your heart a little bit more to love. And allow yourself to feel the full range of emotions that love brings, okay?
Yeah.
And she's asking you, please spend less time thinking and analyzing and a little bit more time feeling and experiencing, okay? So
yeah.
Mother Mary asks that you open your heart more. And she knows that you're a little afraid, you know. There's a little bit of fear. There's been some emotional hurt. And she's going to be there to comfort and guide you, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, you've got to be a little bit more vulnerable, and you've got to allow others, you know, to get to really see the true person, the beautiful person that you truly are. Mother Mary and Archangel Michael are with you, and you're protected as you do this. So there's no, you know, there's no need to fear because you are protected as you open yourself up a little bit more to love. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, it's going to take a little while. I don't see her, like you said, moving in immediately. And the angel of faith is with you, okay, to really help you because you sort of, you know, your faith is, like, slipping a little bit. And she wants you to know there is nothing, you know, that you could do right now to make this any better, okay? You
right,
just got to have faith.
Right. I know Desiree is living with a boyfriend or an ex-boyfriend. And like I said, she said that things are not good. And he has been abusive to her in the past, so that's why I'm a little nervous and worried because I don't think that's a good living space for her.
Okay, well, that's something she's working through some energy. That's, you know, you just keep sending her positive energy and love, okay?
Right.
Whenever
right.
you think about her, that's stuff that she's, you know, that's part of what she has to work through. And
right.
Archangel Michael is with you, and he's asking, you know, that you sort of reprogram your mind a little bit, and when you get up each day, set the intention that something, you know, wonderful and exciting is going to happen for you, okay?
Okay.
Archangel Michael is giving you this beautiful sword symbolically to really help to reprogram, you know, what you're thinking, okay?
Right.
Because you're going to think more positively, and it's going to be very powerful, and it's going to be extremely protective, okay?
Okay,
so,
that's
say Archangel Michael is going to assist you and get you ready to accept the happiness, the joy, and the unexpected blessings that are coming your way and the beautiful people in your life. He asks that you connect with him each morning. You know, before you get out of bed, open your eyes and say to yourself out loud or, you know, quietly, something wonderful is going to happen today. Set that beautiful
right.
intention. It's throwing a beautiful blanket of positive energy, you know, all over yourself, and it's
right.
going to help you to manifest wonderful things on, you know, on all different levels. So please
right.
start each day with a positive note, and know that you will manifest beautiful things in your life with ease. And you've got
right.
to allow the angels to do wonderful gifts each day. Okay, be open to
yes.
manifesting and receiving.
Yes.
Okay, and it's going to take a different tone to the day and everything, and it's going to be really beautiful. So just know that this is energy she's got to work through, okay? And it's a lesson for the both of you. I see, like, spiritual growth coming for you. You're growing spiritually, you know, with all of this. And you're very intuitive. I don't know if you realize that.
Yes.
But you've got to, you know, your intuition as well. This is a time of rapid change for you. You have beautiful psychic gifts. They're getting stronger and stronger. So
mm-hmm.
the angels are going to help you if you like to help you in that area as well because – you are naturally intuitive, and you are a healer.
Right.
It's what they're showing me.
Okay.
Okay, and you've got to claim your power. Do not give that power to anyone. Use your strength to help yourself and others. You
okay.
are stronger than you think, and you're asked not to let others take away your power with words or actions.
Okay.
The angels are there with you, and there's an army, there's an army of divine angels with you. They're willing to help you with anything that's going on in your life, and they're saying, please, let us help you. And do not give up before your miracle occurs, okay? And that's what I have for you.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay. I just need to come back to where I am. All right. Here is what Jesus wants to say to you.
Okay.
We want you to be aware of what you are creating. This is a relationship that you want to be equal. And right now the energy that you have around this is that you need to save her. And if you save her, she is your project. She is not your equal. So we want you to let go of the need to save her, of the belief that she needs to be rescued, because that is not the kind of relationship you want to create. When you speak with her, let her know that you are there if she wants to talk, and if she doesn't want to talk, it is absolutely fine. Do not question her about her life, where she's living and what's happening and all of that. That's not your concern. If she wants to share, she will share. If she chooses not to share, let it go. You are creating something new in your life. Make sure that you are in the energy of what you actually desire, not what you have experienced in the past, because that hasn't actually worked for you, so why go back there? Give yourself the time and the space to have a deeper understanding of yourself and of what's important to you. And let her do the same thing. Give her the space to decide what she wants. If you do this, then you will both be coming into a relationship that is equal, one where both of you will grow and become who you truly are, where you can support and assist each other, where there is not one strong and one weak. You are equal. That is the kind of relationship that will allow you to evolve and become even more than you've ever been. Will allow you to discover your gifts and move forward with your life. And it will do the same thing for her. So we're telling you to just relax. To let go of the worry and the doubt and the fear and oh my gosh and all of that stuff. Just let it all go. And just breathe. And be in the moment, knowing that you are creating something beautiful and amazing. And if you want, you can tell yourself, I can create a beautiful and amazing relationship. And just tell yourself that over and over and over and over until you realize that you are creating a beautiful and amazing relationship. And when you are in that energy, then all things are possible. We love you. Give yourself the space to be who you are. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this does have the potential to be an absolutely amazing relationship. So, you know, just give it the time and the space. You don't need to rush it. You don't need to worry. You don't need to doubt. You don't need to savor. Just be yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you, and I'll keep in touch.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Barbara, I always love when they call back and give us an update. It's so wonderful.
Yes, it's nice to know, you know, things are moving along. All right, we have come to the end of our time together for today. Thank you, everyone who called in and shared who you are. And thank you, Little Terry, for being in the chat room. And we hope that the information that you've received is that you're going to apply it and actually make changes to your lives, because you really have phenomenal lives.
She is so magnificent. I hope she realizes it during this year how magnificent she is, you know. We've connected with her for quite a while and become, you know, an amazing person.
Yes, and she is getting better and better and better. And her energy is getting better and better and better.
Yes.
So keep up
and
the good work, Lil
so much. My goodness. And you know what? This is the year for everyone. You know, if there's something going on within, this is the time to solve it. You know, if you have to make that decision, make it, you know, during this year. Okay, because when we stay in a state of, like, indecision, there's nothing but confusion. So we've got to, you know, we've got to make a decision and really go for it. And, you know, anything is possible. So, you know, if you've got to make a decision, there's so many people that have been connecting with me as well, Barbara, and they have, like, a decision to make, and they're not making a decision. All they have is inner conflict going on. I really want this, but, or I really need this, but. And these are just ways to hold yourself back and not make that decision that you need to move forward. And Archangel Michael just came in and he said, I will assist you, you know, with the things that are making you uncomfortable. So you've got to believe in yourself. You've got, you know, to believe that anything is possible. And if you're out there, you're listening, and you're not making a decision, your soul is urging you to do something that's for your highest and good. You don't have to do it alone. Archangel Michael just stepped forward. And just know there's nothing, you know, holding you back. It's not like you can go walk forward and you're going to hit this, like, electric fence or anything. There is no invisible barrier that's keeping you from moving forward. There is only choice. So please make up your mind and resolve whatever it is that, you know, you've had that's holding you back. And Ginger's saying, just do it. Spirit believes in you, so you should believe in yourself. And I had to send that message out, Barbara.
Well, that is wonderful. All right, we hope all of you go out there and make your decisions and create your beautiful, wonderful, amazing lives. And remember, you can just start out by saying, I can, whatever it is that you desire, until you actually feel it. And then you know that you are. And it becomes an I am statement. And we will be back on Thursday. We hope everyone is staying warm. I'm tired of this cold weather. I really want winter to end.
You know what? I feel like a bear. I hibernate a little bit too much. I woke up just before the show, Barbara, so I cut it close today. I've got to get up. I have to was getting earlier. I mean, I was down to the last 2 minutes, and I ate an egg and two pieces of toast, like, in a minute and a half. That was kind of crazy.
Well, now you can take some time and actually have something wonderful, nutritious, and warm. All right, everyone.
Yes, and you too.
Talk to you Thursday. I will. That's my next thing, to go and get something warm to eat. Have a wonderful next 2 days, and we love you. Bye-bye, everybody.